Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Here's some highlights from today's show. If you don't enjoy it, well, it's Misty's fault.
Yeah.
And Sally's fault.
I'm not.
Okay, it's my fault too. Where has all the money gone? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. There's some common money leaks, and how do you stop them? You know, we always want to be good stewards with our money. One of the things is, if you happen, you know, how long have you been with your insurance company policy? If you don't call or go online about every 2 years and look for new quotes, you're paying. Whenever I hear someone that says, oh, yeah, we've been so-and-so insurance company for, 10 years. Oh, you are paying through the nose, probably.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's not good.
They do not discount for loyalty.
Also, you know, greeting cards, $4 to $6 a pop. I think I bought one the other day. It was like $7. I'm like, what am I doing?
They're ridiculous.
They're crazy.
For a piece of cardboard with a pretty picture on it.
Of course, if you can, you're, you know, artistic, make your own. A box of, blank greeting cards, about 50 cents each.
Oh.
Go that route.
And write a personal little note inside.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
If you still have a landline, you could save up to $600 a year by dumping it.
People still have landlines?
Yeah, I haven't had one in years.
My wife's mom and dad still has one.
Really?
My mom still has one.
Do they have cell phones too?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not talking on either one, so landline.
I guess there's the thought that, well, if there's a storm and you can't get a cell tower, well, then I still have a landline. But really, when you go to my mom, my mother-in-law, and father-in-law's house, it's like constant telemarketers.
Oh, me, of course, yeah.
Because they've gotten that number.
Same for my parents.
And they,
No, thank you.
And it's quite a scene to see my father-in-law talk to a telemarketer. I feel bad for them. I'll just say
No.
Yeah. Oh, funny.
Well, how about you? Are there ways that you found to save some money? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Talk about money leaks, ways to save money. And we're talking about greeting cards, how expensive they are. Bonnie is with us from Michigan. You got a tip?
Okay, I go to Dollar Tree and I get either two for a dollar card or a dollar card because I try to send out all the birthday cards I can and get well cards to people and thinking of you, and that's how I save my money.
So you can get $1 and $2 cards at the dollar store.
A dollar and some two for a dollar, and they're beautiful cards.
$2 for $1. Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Wait, no. Yeah. It's not two for a dollar. It's two for $1.25.
Oh, that's right. It's no longer just a dollar.
The $1.25 tree.
The $1.25 tree.
That's still a great deal.
You know what I have done, and nobody in my family can be listening right now.
Okay.
Is, you know how you don't know what to write on the inside of the card?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I find a card that says what I want to say. I take a picture of the inside of it.
No, Sally!
Then when I go back home, I'm able to write something beautiful and scrolly.
You are stealing someone's words.
I just now thought it's plagiarism. Oh, no.
Actually, Sally, maybe this is wrong, but I could actually say something romantic to my wife.
Well, warning, Becky, warning, danger, danger.
I still feel it.
She's like reading my card going, what? Who are you?
I didn't know you had it in you, honey. And you're like, I don't. Dollar Tree did.
That's right.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Kim.
Kim?
Yes, Kim. I'm calling today because I really want to challenge everybody out there. If they could just add $5 more to their monthly gifts. I, in fact, did that today. God has been so good to me, and you guys have been so helpful beyond belief. I've been going through cancer.
Oh.
that's okay, because when I found out in January, I gave it to God. I couldn't do it by myself. There was just no way. Mm-hmm. The cancer is gone. It's gone.
Praise God.
Yeah.
But I survived it because of God. I survived it because this radio station is absolutely amazing. So, you know, I was going over my budget today, and $5 more isn't going to kill me. So I really want to challenge everybody to up it $5 more to what they're giving now.
I love that. What would happen if everybody just added $5 on?
That's it.
What a great idea.
Thank you.
You know, there's enough people listening right now. Here's what's going on. We have a $100,000 match. We're kind of behind where we need to be. We'll just tell you this. This ends at the end of this month. That's Friday.
Oh.
And we're only about halfway of meeting all of this $100,000 match. I don't want to leave any of this on the table. But just think, there's enough people listening right now. If everybody added $5 on per month, we'd be there.
Mm. Just like that.
Just like that.
And the cool thing is it's doubled.
I know.
It is doubled right now. Everything you give doubled. However, like you said, we're wrapping it up.
So time is really short, right?
Yep.
So you need to go to myflr.org and just know how grateful we are. Thank you, thank you.
Amen.
For keeping Family Life Radio on the air.
MyFLR.org. Just add on $5 a month. Maybe you've never given to Family Life Radio. You could start right there if you wanted. Why not? Most popular giving level is $30 a month. Just pray about whatever you can do. Maybe it's that $1,000 leadership gift level. We're really running out of time. And honestly, this helps us with what we do next year on the radio, because what comes in this year is how we make the budget for next year. Would you take that step of faith, pick up that phone? I'm sorry, you can't call right now. I just realized they're not there. So go to myflr.org, myflr.org. You can do that on your mobile website right now, myflr.org. And thank you so much.
Family Life Radio.
So 95%, it's kind of funny that it's this huge, of kindergarten teachers are women. Same with dental hygienists. It's like these are two fields that are predominantly female. Just curious if you've ever worked in a opposite gender position. You know, this could be a guy working in a predominantly female business, or opposite, women working in male dominant fields. Heather is with us. What do you got?
I'm retired now, thankfully, but when I started, and it's still that way today a little bit, I was one of the only females in my police department.
Oh, sure.
And we're talking about 1995.
Mm.
So it wasn't 100 years ago.
Right.
And of course, now there's more nowadays. And by the time I retired in 2018, we have more females. But still, it's one of those jobs where it's mostly male.
I would assume because of that environment, you felt like you had to act a little different or really prove yourself or what?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that does happen. And I'm really lucky. And honestly, it was my faith that kept me grounded, and it keeps you grounded. And so I just realized that I'm a woman. That's how God made me. I've got my faith, and I just need to be me. And my gender is who I am, too. So I can't, you know, you can't try to be more or be different than who you are. And
sure.
I think you just bring your best to the table. And if you try that, you know, kind of prove yourself or sort of go the extra mile and above and beyond what your capabilities are, a lot of times it backfires. Mm. And I think you can, you know, in your career, it can really do you an injustice, because we all bring something to the table, even just based on being a woman, being a man, our personalities and all of it. And I think that was something I like to impart on my younger deputies that would get hired, especially young females, is listen, you do you and be you, and I promise you, you're going to be just as good as anybody else, and you don't have to run around out there trying to be a man or prove yourself, or you have to be better than somebody. You're here for a reason. You were chosen because not everybody gets to be a cop. You have to go through a lot of scrutiny to get that job.
Wow, that was great advice for anybody.
It really was.
Right. Yeah.
It's time for some good news. We want to hear yours. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Nathan is with us. What's on your mind?
So I've been dealing with a lot of stress. I'm going through a divorce, just really hard time. And I was at a customer's house and doing some tile work. I was standing there just thinking about everything. And this divorce just pushed me to my knees. I dropped down to my knees and I started crying. Looked up to the sky and said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing wrong or where I'm at in my life, but I need your help. I am lost and I'm alone. And I regave my life to Christ right there in that customer's home. It has been the most amazing experience that I have ever been through. I can't even describe the feelings that I've had the last couple of days. And I just want everybody else out there to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter the problems or the challenges, God is there. He will always be there. He never leaves. We are the ones that leave. And all we have to do is turn around and walk back to Him. And life will be so much more amazing.
Wow. That is just beautiful. You're right. A lot of people say, hey, God's left me. God's moved. No? Mm-hmm. You moved.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. I mean, there may be people listening right now that want to come back to God and don't know how.
All you got
to
do is ask.
Yep. And I think that what you displayed is a surrender as well.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
I think some of us want to come back, but we don't. We're, how do I surrender? I don't know. Can I do that?
You got to surrender first.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what good news. Hey, we want to hear your good news. Hey, it's just an opportunity to brag on God. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. We're having a wonderful day so far. So you're suffering. Maybe you've heard it before. Your pain has a purpose. And, you know, right now so many people are being tested in a similar way that maybe you are. Those trials that you're going through, a lot of people are going through. And you know what? In a way, you can look at it like, why am I going through this? And I've asked myself that a lot of times, and I don't know why. Sometimes it's the fact that we just lived in a messed up planet. You know, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Mm-hmm. But this is awesome. In 2 Corinthians, starting in verse 6, even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we'll certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you'll also share in the comfort God gives us. In other words, when you share in what you've suffered and how God has helped you, you're ministering to somebody else. You're comforting them.
Mm-hmm.
So not too many of us have a situation that is completely and 100% unique. You can feel that way. Mm-hmm. But there's someone else going something very similar, just as you. You can help them with that. And by the way, in our own family, with a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs, we felt that way. Because you don't meet too many people in that situation.
Yeah.
But I know there are, you know?
Darkness can just be so isolating.
It can. So be encouraged today. If you're going through something tough, you can help somebody else in that area. Chick flicks. I love this. The statistic is cracking me up. The average married man sees 4 chick flicks a year because of his wife, and he's not happy about it. I don't know. I think 4 a year, isn't that a... You could do that, right?
It's 1 a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can schedule it, Misty.
There you go.
Just to, you know, I think that it goes both ways, you know? Maybe she should try to watch an action movie once in a while, and you try to... I don't know. Maybe I'm off track here. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. All right, so Rick is with us. What do you think?
Well, I've been married 35 years, and I'm thinking if you want to stay married, you need to watch those chick flicks.
If you want to stay married,
man,
watch a couple chick flicks. You know, I agree with you. I think that you do need to, if you want to hang out together, I mean, what's going to make that work?
You know, it should be included in your I do's.
To have and to hold, to watch The Notebook.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. You know what time it is?
What?
It's time for the Joy Report.
Yeah.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Do you have any joy to report on? Here's a number. Call right now. 888-888-9976. Tell us what's going on.
What brings me joy? Our firstborn niece and her husband and our little grandniece live in Spain. They haven't been to the States since 2018 when our grandniece was 3.5 months old. So we met them in Southern California, and I got to see our little grandniece. She's now 3.5 years old.
Aww. How fun.
And what really brought me joy in all that is seeing my two youngest play with their cousins.
Oh, yeah. There's something about cousins and relatives playing with each other.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Oh, yeah. You know, I think what it was is this, like even cousins that I hadn't met or hadn't seen in a really, really, really long time. It's like inside you're like, hey, we're relatives.
Yes. There's something.
You got this pride yes. going. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. What? It's this belonging thing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It made my mama heart very happy.
Love it.
I just swelled with pride.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing.
Have a wonderful day.
Aww, thank you. Thanks. You too.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So do you have a praise report, a joy report? Call right now, 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy reports. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.